a chapter from the Dome Chronicles. First time. The very first time I went out to any kind of public BDSM-related event, it was a BDSM night at a goth club. It was the first time I had identified as a dom in public. I'd never been to a BDSM club before, had no idea what to expect, had never played with a submissive, didn't have a clue what I was doing. I wore a black cat suit, a wide belt that was essentially a waist cincher, killer stiletto boots, my brightest red lipstick, and I had my multi-strand flogger in my bag. The club was open to the public, but the BDSM activity was in a separate room from the main area. When we got there, we scoped it out, grabbed drinks, and found a bench to sit on so that we could watch what was going on. I had explored online prior to this, which is a common enough experience. I was shocked to find that real life mirrored the online world in a lot of ways. Submissive men came up to me, dropped their knees before a word had left their mouths, and they asked me to do things to and with them. Various things. Random things. Mostly, I said no, but in amongst the strangeness of it was a little thrill. While most of the early part of the night disappeared from memory a long time ago, I recall two things in particular. The first was an older gentleman coming up and asking if I would take him out the back and choke him so that he couldn't breathe. I was so shocked by the idea that he would ask a total stranger whose skills he had no idea of to do this that I'm sure I spluttered my response, but he got a resounding, "Oh, hell no." The second was a man who knelt before my friend and asked her to slap his face. She said no, and then gestured to me. "She'll do it." She smirked at me as she said it. He dutifully turned to me and asked me to please slap his face. I looked at him for a few moments, considering it. I was nervous about it, but it was something I'd always wanted to try. I said yes, and slapped him tentatively across the cheek. I got an immediate and shocking rush from it. It was thrilling. "Harder, harder," he ordered, not even really pretending that it was anything other than me fulfilling his fantasy. I obliged, slapping him harder, again and again, while internally going, "Oh, wow." I don't think I hit him as hard as he wanted, but for me, the sensation of it was surprising, incredible. I became bolder with trying different things as I felt more comfortable during the night, though the detail of those activities has become lost with time. Quite late in the evening, two arrogant, cocky, smirking men sauntered over with their girlfriends. They were not goths, were not dressed in fetish attire. They wore jeans, plain shirts, perhaps had wandered in off the street. "We want you to whip us," one of them said to me. "I beg your pardon?" It was the rudest request I'd received all night. "We want you to whip us. You're the house dom, aren't you?" House dom? Who knew there was such a thing? I cannot at all recall what I'd been doing that made them think I was one, but I was obviously making the most of my first night out. No, I'm not. And if I do it, I do it because I want to." "Well, we want you to whip us." I scowled. "Like I had the slightest interest in what you want." The conversation, such as it was, progressed from there to me acting like das Uber bitch in the face of their demands. In the end, I made them both get down on their knees and beg me to whip them. They were still all cocky and smirking, treating it like a joke, but they did it. I made them keep begging until they started to look quite uncomfortable, and when I was satisfied. I don't remember flogging the first boy. He was almost irrelevant, though I recall sitting with him afterwards. He was shaky, and I made someone get him some water. The second boy, now he was something else. There were cuffs suspended from hooks in the ceiling. I made him take his shirt off and cuffed him up, stretched. He was looking at his girlfriend, smiling, mugging, showing off for her. I pressed up against him and whispered that this was going to hurt. He smirked at me as I started to hit him on his upper back with the flogger. Soft at first, finding my rhythm, easing him in. I did a lot of stroking when I paused. I ran my fingertips across his back, his chest, along the waistband of his jeans, and pressed my body full length up to him, pushing against him and bringing my mouth right up close to his, intently watching his face. I hit him harder and harder, and he started to flinch with every stroke. He started to pay attention. He stopped smirking. He stopped looking at his girlfriend. His eyes followed me as I moved around him. I forgot about anyone else being there. My world was reduced to just him and me. I continued to hit him, starting to put some force behind it, watching his skin change colour under it. I became more and more comfortable with the flogger, trying different angles, different levels of force. His girlfriend came up to me when I paused. "Can I touch him?" she asked. I didn't even look at her. "No." I dismissed her, waved her away. She was a distraction. For now, for this, he was mine. Between the hitting, there was a lot of stroking of his bare skin, pressing the length of my body against his, whispering. "Does it hurt?" I asked him softly, breathing into his ear. He looked at me, nodding, whispering. "Yes." I brought my face close to his, my mouth an inch away from his lips. We shared breaths. And with the pain and the stroking and the whispering, he was hard. He started to beg me to kiss him, his body reaching for me against his restraints. "Kiss me, please kiss me, please." I continued to hit him, his whole body rocking against the force of the blows. I watched his face. He was totally flying, glazed eyes locked on me with longing, every fibre of him straining to get to me, increasingly desperate. "Please, please kiss me, please kiss me." I ignored his entreaty, ran my fingers around the waistband of his jeans. I looked into his face as he melted into the touch. I popped open the top button, and he looked quizzically at me. Slowly, I took down the zip, probing fingers, glancing against the outline of his cock. He blushed. He stammered that his pants would fall down, lightly protesting at first, then genuinely worried when he saw that I wasn't reacting. "Please don't let my jeans fall down. Please." He widened his stance to hold his jeans more firmly in place, an edge of panic in his voice that amused me. I smirked at him. He was hard. He was scared of being humiliated. And still his eyes followed me as I moved around him. And still he reached for me with his body, with his mouth straining against the cuffs. He didn't really know what to beg for, but the kissing won out again. "Please kiss me, please, please kiss me." As I beat him and circled him, I watched his face. It was so incredibly beautiful, begging, grunting with pain, cheeks flushed, inarticulate noises coming out of his mouth, and through it all, his cock straining against his open fly. I continued to hit him and touch him and whisper to him until I had had enough. When I stopped and let him down, he was shaking. He was totally high on endorphins, and his face was one of shock, his eyes glassy. He looked at me with awe and wonder. I sat with him in the aftermath, petting him down, murmuring nothing to him, trying to make sense of what had just happened between us. When I left the club shortly after that, both boys came out and literally followed my girlfriend and me down the street, chanting my name as if we were in some strange art house movie where things like that actually happen. Truly bizarre. As for me, I had never, never, never felt anything like it. It was like a revelation. It wasn't about hurting him. It was about moving him through that transition, the way he went from an arrogant, cocky, smirking vanilla jerk to a begging, wanting, beautifully vulnerable thing. The power of creating that, the hotness and beauty in it was incredible, indescribable. And that, the concentration of energy, how totally lost in it I was. How there was no one else there except me and him. How there was nothing else except that moment right there and then. The next one. It totally blew my mind. And I thought, I have got to get me some more of that.